Welcome to another biblically based look into today's news from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now here's Mike Bain.
In 2016, while I was working as a journalist, I spent some time interviewing a man of Maori descent. He was the facilitator of a seminar about suicide prevention. As we talked, I could hear his soft voice resonating with anguish about the number of young people who he had met with no hope and unfortunately had taken their own lives. Yeah, we talked for ages about life and heartache, about death, and we talked about statistics. But then I heard the voice of wisdom coming through when he mentioned there was one simple thing we could do. Talk to our young children. Talk to them, he says, about history. Talk about life, especially how to celebrate and how to manage grief. He suggested young people need to have relationship training. So often, he said, marriages today sometimes don't last beyond the first disagreement. He said the best place they're going to learn about how to conduct a relationship is from their parents. If they see mum and dad showing each other respect, then their children are likely to follow their example. But one of the concerns he mentioned revolved around communication, or should it be the lack of it? Oddly, in today's overload communication age, we have stopped speaking to one another. Young people sit in the same room and communicate using their phones, using abbreviated language. I had a friend who told me he was considering who he could invite around to his place to look at their phones. But our kids no longer know how to conduct a conversation. He made the point using this example. He said, boy meets girl. They agree to meet. They run out of conversation within 5 to 7 minutes. So what's next? They have sex and then that's it. Then they break up. Look, I know that may sound simplistic, but it's true. And kids don't know or have never experienced a relationship breakdown. And this is one of the biggest contributors to the suicide rate in this country. If you're a parent, think back and remember how devastated you felt when your boy or girlfriend dumped you. Some children may just shrug their shoulders and they can say, oh, whatever, and move on. But what happens to those who can't? What happens to them? And more the question, who helps them with their feelings of rejection? You know, we in New Zealand never teach our children this part of relationships. Personally, I was told that there were plenty of other fish in the sea. But that wasn't the answer that I was looking for when I had such feelings of rejection. Can you see what this wise man was saying, though? We need to teach our children not just about love, but also how to deal with the fallout. Alongside rejection, our children and some adults need to learn about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not easy. We all need to be taught what forgiveness is. I asked him who he had suggested would undertake relationship training preparation for a coexistence with a member of the other sex. Well, he suggested the school should add it to their curriculum. So I asked, what about parental responsibility? Well, he agreed this is where it should happen, but like everything else, parental responsibility is left up to somebody else. You know, he says it's difficult for parents to teach their children anything simply because the children follow their parents' lead. Most parents today and their kids all have their heads down. Not because they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders. It's simply because they're busy looking at their electronic devices. You know, it's not the responsibility of the state or anyone else to bring up your children. It's you. You know, I found this man to be very intuitive. One suspects he may have some insights to what was written in the Bible. You know, in Exodus 18:20, we're taught to show our children the way they are to live and how they're to behave. Deuteronomy 4:9 says, only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your hearts as long as you live. And teach them to your children and to their children after them. Deuteronomy 11:19 talked about God's laws. It talked about teaching God's laws, but also life skills to your children. Talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. I'm convinced that every effort must be made in childhood to teach the young to use their own minds. You know, for one thing's for sure, if you don't teach them, someone else will do it for you. So yes, it's your responsibility to ensure your children are equipped for life. Don't wait for the government to teach them about life. You know, I had this conversation 6 years ago, and I've looked at the supposedly caring, openly and transparent government's response. it has been to change the name of what is suicide to self-harm. Then, like a lot of other things, they no longer report them. They bury their heads in the sand along with their growing suicide statistics, while we bury our children.
Thank you for watching. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. If you want to see more messages like this one, simply hit the subscribe button. For more information about our work, or if you're moved to donate the price of a cup of coffee, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.